Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and it's that part of the show right now. We get a chance to welcome in senior producer at NFL Films, Greg Cosell, who spends much of his life sitting in a film room up there evaluating players, schemes, coaches, and teams. And this week, Greg, obviously it's the Tampa Bay Bucs and their ability to get the ball down the field and their big shot plays that they take probably four or five times a game where they try to change field position or try to get the ball in the end zone. And you have a play that you saw from last week's loss to Denver that you'd like to break down, Greg.
Yeah, and just a quick point, Baldy, you're so right. They're a little old school in their offensive approach. It's the power run game setting up the downfield pass game. It's not a dink and dunk pass game. That's why Freeman's completion percentage isn't necessarily high. But I chose this completion to Mike Williams for a reason. I think it's really reflective of what they do. It's a first and 10 play. They line up with two tight ends on the field, two wide receivers. Mm-hmm. But neither tight end is Dallas Clark because they want to make it appear as if they're going to run the ball and not throw it. And what that does is it creates a situation for the Denver Broncos where they play what we call quarters coverage, where both safeties have a run responsibility and they go counter action to the strong side and the safety to that side peeks into the backfield and plays the run. But what's really important here is what Mike Williams does. He's the strong side receiver. He takes a hard inside stem as if he's going to block the safety.
Yep.
But what that does, Baldy, and you probably know all about this, that distorts the coverage responsibilities of the corner and the safety. The corner, Harris, starts to pass him off to the safety, but the safety's playing the run.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Harris goes, uh-oh, I better run with him. But by that point, Williams is sprinting and gets over the top of the defense. Freeman, well-protected due to the play action, is able to throw the ball 40 yards down the field for a big gain. A play like that is very representative of what the Bucs do with their pass game off run action.
And the fact is, Greg, you've got this monster running back and Doug Martin, who's having a great year. Your keys, your run fits have got to be nearly perfect because this kid makes you pay.
And the thing is, you mentioned Doug Martin, the runner, and he's a downhill runner with great velocity. And he gets extra yards, so he's a sustaining kind of runner. But speaking to the pass game, I think the safeties really have to be disciplined because they are going to be put in a conflict on a number of plays where they'll be uncertain as to whether it's run or pass, and you have to play with great discipline.
And the conflict you're talking about, Greg, is your eyes. You've really got to trust your eyes, and you've got to really see it. And if you're fooled, they make you pay.
Yeah, and I think as a safety, if you have a run responsibility, unless you're truly right in the box, but if you're playing more quarters, Baldy, and you have the pass responsibility as well, you have to see the ball in Martin's hands before you attack downhill. Because if it's not in Martin's hands, they will beat you over the top.
Greg, as always, thanks a lot for your insight to the Tampa offense. We'll be joining you next week. Right now, I'd like to toss it over to Ike and Mike, who are standing by with a little bit about the Tampa secondary and some of the issues that they're having.